Am I the a-hole for evicting my husband after finding the nanny's nudes?
No.
You should.
This comes from IC Cable 3267.
I feel like that could be better.
Not perfect enough.
I'm new to Reddit, but my little sister suggested I ask here. I'm a 28 female. My daughter is Cassie, 11 months, and my husband is Alex, 35. So basically, it's just what the title said. I had Cassie and the return to work. I'm a psychologist, as I could never be a stay-at-home mom. I'm actually French, but live in the US. So when I returned at the four-month mark, I had a difficult birth. We looked around to find a nanny to look after Cassie whilst myself and Alex were at work.
Whilst.
What kind of nanny?
That's how you know they're fancy, when they have a nanny and they say whilst.
No,
whilst.
If she had said au pair, that would have been.
That would have been very fancy.
That's the true
All
sign.
The French mothers have au pairs.
That is true. Oh my.
We saw a few girls, but then one of Alex's colleagues suggested his daughter, who had dropped out of college. Let's call her Liv, 20 female. Everything went well. Admittedly, I did notice her being quite attached to Cassie, but I brushed it off as a good friendship between the two. And again, that's Cassie, 11 months. Wait.
Cassie, 11
How
months.
How dare you be close to my baby?
She was holding my baby a lot.
Yeah, a little too much.
Yeah, yeah, I want you to just
drop
my baby.
Yeah.
Ignore my baby. When it cries, oh my, I'm getting a little jealous.
Yeah, come on.
Can you please not feed my baby?
I am.
Yeah, that is a thing where, like, kids you babysit, they'll call you mom. And you're like,
have you been called mom?
Yeah.
By a child?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Gosh. All right. Everything went well. Admittedly, I did notice her being quite attached to Cassie, but I brushed it off as a good friendship between the two. She also liked Alex. Alex is the husband. Ooh. 35.
Did we establish how old Cassie was? She's not a baby.
Cassie's 11 months.
She's 11 months?
She's 11 months old.
I thought you were joking.
No, my daughter's Cassie, 11 months, and my husband is Alex, 35.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I don't understand the first comment then.
Yeah. She also liked Alex. It was obvious she had a crush on him, always batting her lashes and giggling. I actually found it amusing, as I'm confident in myself. He always laughed it off with me too. But then on Thursday night, he asked me to do something on his phone whilst he bathed Cassie. And I saw some pictures flash up from Liv.
No.
Were they flashing pictures?
When I looked at them, they were obviously sexy nude.
Not just nudes, they were sexy.
Sexy nude. I was turned on. She was wearing skimpy lingerie and in provocative poses. I looked back at the history and she had been sending these for a while.
Oh my God.
As far as I can see, Alex has never responded, but obviously texts can be deleted. When I asked him, he got defensive and told me to stop using my psychiatrist tricks on him.
Don't try to turn this on me.
Yeah, yeah. I've just been receiving nudes from a 20-year-old. I'm totally innocent.
I'm innocent.
Stop asking questions like, why are you receiving nudes from this person? And why haven't you said anything?
Just because I'm in the wrong doesn't mean you should tell me I am.
Yeah. It's like, text stop to stop the subscription. Yeah.
Stop nudes.
I was not happy with his non-answers, and it ended up in a shouting match, waking Casey.
No.
Or Cassie, sorry.
No.
Waking Cassie.
Not the baby.
So I got him a bag and threw him out.
Good.
Told him he's not welcome back until I have some answers. I'm considering taking Cassie back home to see my family in France for a bit. His mother and friends have been blowing up my phone saying I'm being too harsh, and they were just harmless nude texts. Nevertheless, I feel disrespected, and that doesn't fly with me. Was I too harsh? Should I accept his claims that he just never responded? Edit. Not husband, fiance. Also, I'm not taking Cassie to France. We will visit my family for a few weeks, and Alex has given consent. And I post an update, and there is an update. There are also some relevant comments where OP is responding. But what do we think so far? Is the husband innocent?
It's the fiance.
Is the fiance innocent? If you don't respond to a nude, did you receive it? If a nude falls in your DMs and you don't look at it, is it still a nude that you were given?
Is it real? If the nude is in a closed box, is it alive or dead?
Ooh. All right, I have a question. So if someone sends you a bunch of nudes and you don't look at them, is that okay?
But no, he did look at them.
Yeah. We don't know he looked at them. He never responded.
But he had to have looked at one of them.
Why?
Because he's been getting all of these texts. And he was just like, oh,
one time,
that's just...
One time a while ago, I got a flurry of dick pics that I never responded to.
But how do you know they were dick pics?
Because I looked. The flurry happened. The flurry happened. The flurry happened, and then I looked.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe she was the one to look. She opened up the box.
He had to have looked because he had to have been like, well, this is my daughter's nanny. She's probably sending me something important. And he looks, he's like, oh my God, it's a nude.
It
and
is
maybe,
important.
maybe he's like, oh my God, it's a nude. What is this? And then he puts it away. He's in a huff. And he's like, should I tell my wife? He doesn't. Fiance. He's like, no. And he's like, it's just a one-time thing. Happens again. He's like, oh, sacré bleu. He puts it down. He doesn't look at it. Happens again. He looks at it. This time, he's like, I'm not telling my wife. It's
I'm
a
aroused.
Secret. I'm taking it to my grave. The nanny knows he's into it.
Oh.
They've been sharing flirty glances in the kitchen. Well, she's attached to Cassie.
That's why she loves the baby.
Too closely.
Too closely.
Breastfeeding the child.
Yes. In the lingerie.
And that's my case.
Wow. That's a pretty good case. You would see it in the unread messages list.
Yeah.
The unread messages with probably a picture like, oh, you got a picture.
It could not have like receipts on where it just has, oh, someone sent you an image.
I don't think there's a chance that he hasn't seen
no,
that.
No, he also never said that he didn't. He never like said that he didn't see it. He just said that
he
never
respond.
Responded.
Which
implies that he saw it.
Is incriminating.
I think it's
incriminating because
so.
You should say, hey, stop. And you should tell your wife.
Yeah,
you go immediately to your wife.
Yeah.
Look.
You say, look at these nudes.
Look at the nudes.
Yeah. You go immediately to your wife. You say, I'm sorry. I'm not comfortable with this woman in her house. Get her gone.
Done yeah, so. It seems like it was too comfortable. Mm. What do you think? What would you do? What would you like him to do? But let's get into these comments.
Yes.
So the very first time she did that, he should have showed it to you.
Yeah.
That's what we said. And the two of you should have discussed what to do, which should have included terminating her employment at your nanny or engaging into some kind of threesome. OP. I'm kidding.
Lies.
I was like, what?
Believe me, I've sent scathing messages of dismissal to her and her father.
Not daddy. Big
yeah,
daddy.
And this is also the friend. This is like the father was a friend of theirs.
Yeah, rough.
Which is even more uncomfortable.
That is so cringe.
Yeah.
God. Comment. You're not wrong. He went behind your back by not telling you about the nudes. I would not allow Liv to babysit anymore. It's honestly weird that someone her age would try to seduce your husband who is 35 years old. It happens often, though. And even weirder that your husband didn't say anything about it. I think it's like, it's weird on both ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does happen.
Yeah.
There's clearly something going on between them, and I would force him to admit the truth to you. It doesn't even matter if he responded to her pics or not. He still broke your trust by not informing you about it. Mm-hmm. Facts.
Yeah.
Big time
Opie
facts.
Says, thank you. Yes, I'm suspicious. We have a camera in Cassie's nursery, so I'm going to look over the footage.
Don't tell me she took the pictures whilst next to said baby.
That would be crazy.
That would be actually, I think.
But they are really close friends.
I think she could get arrested for that.
Probably. Comment. There's nothing harmless in that behavior. You have been betrayed. That he tolerated it is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Where were the texts telling her he was a married man in love, a father, her dad's friend, and that this was her last 2 weeks? Why did he immediately jump to accusing you of dirty tricks? I would have fired the nanny, told Hub's friend exactly why, and then watched his reactions. You're not wrong. I'm sorry your husband cheated on you by continuing to accept these pictures. I'm sorry he allowed that person access to your home and your whole family. Opie responds, thank you. Yes, I fired her with immediate effect, and the father has been texted. And one more comment before we get into the update. You are not wrong. This is horrible. He should have told you with the first photo and the nanny should have been fired. I absolutely think there is more going on here, which we also believe, which is why he's gaslighting you. You said her father is your husband's colleague. Well, I would be reaching out to him, letting him know, and then firing her. So it's like letting the husband's friend know that there might be something going on with the daughter.
Drop the bomb.
I find it hard to believe that he never responded. Why not mention it to you then? I would not be okay with this situation at all. You know what?
He deleted his responses.
He deleted his responses, but not the pictures because he wanted to look back at them.
Yeah.
Nice job, idiot.
Stupid. Yeah.
That's so dumb.
Yep.
That's what he did.
I 1000% think that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
OP responds, I messaged her father earlier and I meant to update saying that he replied confused but disappointed. He apologized a lot and said he will talk to his wife about what to do next, but that's their issue. Aunt, there is a big fat juicy update.
Oh my God.
Juicy update.
Ready to get into it, boys and girls?
Let's do it.
And I want to know, before we get into this update, comment below what you would do in this situation. Would you divorce the husband? And if you were the husband, would you? What would you tell the nanny and your wife? Let us know in the comments. Mm-hmm.
John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
Kind of gross.
A little bit.
So I've been like, a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Update. I like to start this off by addressing the comments stating I'm kidnapping my daughter. I'm taking her with me on a visit to my family back home in France for a few weeks. Her father has given his consent.
What is wrong with
it? It is a non-issue. There was also confusion about my job. I work in the psychology field and I was just using this post as a sounding board. Really, the responses from his friends and mother made me question myself. As stated, I informed Liv's father of what happened. He was furious with both Alex and Liv.
Yeah.
There we go.
Alex's 35-year-old friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He apologized to me and said he will try to get the truth from her and that she rebels any chance she gets, but this was disgusting. So she's like a problem child.
Ooh.
Which why would, if she was the problem child.
Why did he suggest her?
As a nanny.
Yeah. Maybe he,
Yeah, he's like, hey, maybe this will straighten her out.
Yeah.
Like,
some child care.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't.
Wrong.
What better to learn than from a child?
I then looked through the camera in my daughter's nursery and I saw a clip of Liv asking if she wanted a sister or brother from Miss Livy and Daddy.
No.
Not only are they hooking up, but she has the intention of being with child.
Oh, actually?
That's what from what we just learned.
Oh my God.
Because she's like, do you want a sister or brother from Miss Livy? She's like, do you want me to bear children?
But is she having a crazy fantasy talking to the baby?
Is she trying to baby trap?
The truth. And actually hooking up with him.
Yeah, it could be that she has a fantasy. We don't know if it's true yet.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's true.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
That made me feel sick to my stomach.
Disgusting.
She responded to her dismissal with denials, but I told her I had the footage and that she was never to lay a hand on my baby again. But if she wanted Alex so bad, she could have him. I reminded her that how you get them is how you lose them. And he would soon tire of a 20-something college dropout kid.
Oh.
Alex returned to the house temporarily for us to talk. After me showing him the camera footage and texts from Liv, he broke down and said he was really sorry.
too little too late.
He admitted that whilst nothing happened physically between them, they had been exchanging photos and messages for a month or two. He showed me the original messages, and it was her who had pursued him. She started by saying she felt like a schoolgirl around him and said she needed advice from an important man like him.
No.
Ew.
And sent him a photo of her in lingerie asking if it was sexy.
Ew.
That's not advice. That's not asking for
what
advice.
What are we talking about?
He started out not really responding, but after a few texts, he responded and it started from there. She was saying things about them being a happy family together, but he never responded to those texts. He begged me to forgive him and start fresh.
Mm-mm.
Question for the comments. Would you forgive him? Is this a forgivable offense? Would you be past it, or would you just kick him to the curb?
No. What do you think, Sophia? is you take your bags and you go to France.
Yeah.
And you leave this
French.
Man. Yeah.
Chocolate bleu.
And you eat a baguette right next to the Eiffel Tower.
Oui.
He said, we can move and that we have plenty of money. He will do whatever I want. I told him what I want is to go home for a few weeks. So that is what I'm doing. Cassie and I are flying tomorrow to France. He honestly looks so pathetic now.
Ah.
They're welcome to have each other. There will be no wedding, and I will be consulting with a custody lawyer once I get to France to see my options both in the US and internationally. Because again, they were not married. They were fiancés with each other. But as someone in the comments said, I stayed in the US not because I think it's a good place to live, but because that's where Alex was based and that's where we wanted to build a family. However, I will always support the daughter-father relationship, but he cannot have our daughter and his nanny. Now that's not happening. I would like to move home and most certainly away from this slutty nanny. I am not looking for custody advice. Mini update from Liv's father. He has found and sent me some of the deleted messages. Liv talks about wanting me out of the picture so she can be Cassie's mom. What the F?
Murderous nanny?
And there are some more relevant comments and another thick update. This gets extremely more juicy. The juice has not even been halfway squeezed.
It's only just started.
It's only been starting to dribble.
The squeezed has not been squat.
Also, why is he sending her more proof? He's like, here, take it off.
I think he just wants everything to be out in the open.
Yeah. Or maybe he's thinking that if he can prove that the nanny is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, look, it wasn't me. She was crazy.
Anyway, relevant comments. She was really 100% delusional, OP, and Alex fed into it. Do you trust his judgment for the kind of people you would want around your child, especially once he starts dating again? Are you sure your daughter will remain his priority while she is solely in his care? I know it's never ideal, but please don't completely dismiss you having full custody. If moving back home to France is what's best for you and her, he can travel and bend his life to accommodate hers. If he doesn't, you have your answer.
Now we talking.
Yeah.
OP says, thank you. Yes, that is a worry I have. I will probably go to France, but I will try to sort things out for him to still see her. Comment. Many people are foolish. Do not listen to them.
Oh.
What kind of father would he be for your daughter if you had equal custody? He obviously cannot be trusted. And that is the worst kind of father for a girl or a boy to have. Case in point is his behavior with a 20-year-old nanny. He didn't shut her delusional behavior down. He allowed her to send him nude photos and to have this young, deranged woman state she wanted you out of the way without calling her or cutting the relationship off. Seek legal advice in France. I would hope that those circumstances should make it fairly easy for you to get full custody as long as you allow some kind of visitation every 2 weeks for him, which he likely wouldn't use anyway. Best of luck. OP says, I will support him to have a relationship with her daughter, but he is not a priority anymore. And into the update. Let's go straight into the update. So, hi guys. Thanks so much, all of you, for putting your support and advice under my two posts. There are also some very obvious insecure incels in the comments claiming I'm kidnapping my daughter. You're giving my sister and I some great laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, for the update, Cassie and I have been in France for 2 days now. It's been so wonderful to be back with my family after missing them for so long. They've been doting on Cassie, especially my mother and father, who even though our divorce remain very amicable for the sake of my sisters and I.
They're not sleeping with the nannies?
They're not sleeping with the nannies.
Who would have thunk it?
Crazy. That can happen.
Yes.
Mama had a whole room set up with toys and blankets for Cassie. I've also been loving the wine and cheese. Very French. Very French. Oui, oui. And gossiping with my sisters. It's been very good to let loose after all the stress, honestly. And I've gotten to ride my family's horse and show him to Cassie.
Ooh, are they the south of France?
I think they're in the French countryside.
Mm.
Wow. Well, I don't know well.
Lovely.
Someone suggested I meet up with some old friends to go out and let loose, and that's exactly what I did last night. Went out dancing, had some great food and wine, and went dancing. French life seems kind of dope.
Kind of nice. Yeah,
I've only spent 6 hours there.
But do they have more hot nannies?
They do. Yes, they do.
Get them out of here.
Au pairs there.
Yeah.
There's this one guy from our group who used to be very flirty with me back in the day. Anyways, one thing or another happened and we ended up going back to his place.
Oh my.
It was good.
Oh.
Actually, he listened to what I wanted and we were both very pleased at the end.
Oh my.
And so he's my new nanny.
Wait a second.
That's as happy as I am.
What was his interview?
I'm meeting a lawyer today and my ex has been ringing. I let him talk to Cassie whenever he wants, but I'm refusing to engage whilst I'm on my break.
Love the whilst.
Whilst.
Edit, people need to calm down. I didn't say I had sex with him. It certainly sounded like it.
Since people seemed to want details,
we went back to his, talked about life, and had a steamy makeout session. Although it doesn't matter as I had kicked my ex to the curb already. Also, Liv contacted me out of anger when Alex cut all contact with her to show that they had a one-night stand a few weeks before I found out.
Oh, so he lied.
So he lied.
Lies.
We already knew he lied.
They did have a physical relationship.
Stinky man.
Stinker man.
Who would have thought this stinky man of a stinky man would have done stinky man things?
Mm-hmm. Who would have thunk?
But guess what? John, Sophia.
What?
Riley.
Tell me what.
There's another update.
No way.
Yeah, no way, dude. There's another update. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the tea.
I will.
So, comment. Thank you for the update. And wow, he had a one-night stand with this girl. Well, that just goes to show his family that they were not harmless texts. Mm. They were tempting texts and he gave in to temptation.
Seduction.
He does not deserve a second chance just because. And no, you do not owe anybody any explanations about whether you're banging someone else or not. Alex already left the relationship. He ended it when he chose a 20-year-old girl. You have no responsibility to him. As for the kidnapping bit, not sure where people get off saying that.
Yeah.
You weren't married, right? Opie says, thank you. No, we weren't. And I don't intend on keeping our daughter from him, but he will have to put in some hard work for custody of her now. Really quick to both of you guys.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you think about her getting relations? So some of the commenters were up in arms about her making out with this dude back at home.
I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily advise it, but if she was like, hey, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
Well, now
they're not married.
And they're not married.
So there's no separation divorce thing going on. This is just a breakup.
Even if they were married and she was like, hey, I'm leaving you, we're done, but they haven't legally divorced yet. That's still okay too.
Emotionally, it might not be helpful.
Talk to us, Riley.
I'm confused.
Yes. Why are you confused?
Because in the French culture, is it okay to have mistress and wife? Because in a lot of the French movies that I've watched, like the older French movies, it's like you have your main wife and then you have like someone you're like,
French are stinky people. That cheat on each other.
Again,
that
I've spent 6 hours that in is, Paris.
And that is something I've heard about the French.
Yeah.
French people, get in the comments, tell us otherwise.
Yeah, because
it is more, from what I know, it is more common.
I don't think it's a universal thing. Part of the accepted culture. It's not like,
I actually think it might be part of the accepted culture.
Yeah.
Didn't we read that one thing that like France outlawed paternity tests because everyone was hooking up with everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they didn't want like people John's to like, skip out on children.
Yes.
We did read that, right?
We did. It was like Germany and France or something like that.
But French people in the comments, tell us,
educate us because we are woefully ignorant.
Yes.
If that is the case, I don't think she's in the wrong for getting with this new fellow very quickly. Because in America, wouldn't you want to wait till you're actually divorced or separated?
They're not married.
Oh,
this is not even a divorce. This is purely a breakup.
Plus, I think people can like be fully separated while just going through the legal procedure of divorce as well, which can take long.
Okay.
But let's get into another comment. I'm very glad that you and Cassie are doing much better. You deserve a life stress-free. No piece of shit fiancés and nannies allowed. How did he react to you dumping him? Have you heard anything new about Liv from her dad? That girl needs a reality check. And OP says, he's delusional, wanted to drive me to the airport, didn't get the message until I gave him the ring back. Liv's dad has been great. I feel bad for him. and OP has indicated she will be ending her relationship and wants to split custody of her child with her partner. But she also indicated that she's not met with a lawyer yet at the time of the most recent update. As such, we can reasonably expect that there may be another update because custody arrangements and other issues still remain unsolved.
Solve them.
Guess what?
What?
There is another update.
Oh, my.
Update three.
Update number three. It keeps going. The gift that keeps on giving.
Nice note.
Thanks. Hi, guys. A lot of you still comment on my old post asking for an update, so I thought I'd let you guys know what's happened in the past few months, as I'm sure it'll anger the men in the comments again. Angry some men. So after going to France to visit my parents immediately after what happened 6 months ago, I agreed with my family that I needed to come home to France with my daughter. Mm-hmm. My family said they would provide any help I needed with moving and lawyers. And my father said a prayer that we never had the wedding as there was no divorce to have to go through.
Yeah.
Makes it easy.
There we go. Thanks God.
When I returned to the U.S., I informed my ex-fiance that there would be no compromise or discussion on my next steps. Cassie and I would be returning to France so I would have my support system closer and I wouldn't feel so isolated. I told him I'd never try to stop his relationship with Cassie and that he would be welcome to visit her in France depending on where he decided to live, and that I would happily bring her back to the States to visit periodically. However, I wouldn't compromise with Liv, the cheating nudie nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nudie nanny.
If I found out she had been near my daughter, I would stop all contact between him and Cassie.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Question.
What?
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Is it?
For the custody? I mean,
I think she could apply for full custody if
she could.
Yeah.
So, and then probably if she has full custody, she's just letting him out of the kindness of her heart see the kid. And it's like, hey, all right, I'm going back to zoop. You have zero time.
But I don't know if she does have full custody. I don't know if she technically, like, I feel like that's an okay line to draw, but I don't know if she can legally
maybe
do
only
that.
If she wins that, but yeah. Maybe not
yeah.
yet.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't
she
have it
She may
yet.
Not have that leverage. Right. Let us know in the chat if, or let us know in the comments if that can happen, because my understanding, if you can prove paternity of, if the guy knows that it's his kid, he has a right to see the child, right?
Until I guess the split of paternity is custody. Yeah. The split of custody is determined by the law.
So I felt like after what he had put me through and how he had disrespected me, I was quite gracious with my offers. We managed to sort the move out in the next 2 months and sign an agreement which stated I was the primary custodian of our daughter and I made most decisions regarding her. It sets out specific times Alex could be able to see or have Cassie. He basically agreed to all of this because he thought once I had left the US, I would become more sympathetic and let him back in once we were in France. I didn't bother to correct him, frankly, because it benefited myself.
To have the dad around sometimes?
No, I think she's saying,
what it seemed like is he was like, everything is going to be fine later. She'll let me back in. And she let him think that.
So he would agree. Yeah.
Is that bad?
I think he assumed things. I think she was like, these are the rules. And then it seems like he just assumed that she would change her mind. I don't think she lied about anything.
She didn't lie, but she like leaned into the assumptions.
I don't know if we know that.
I feel like when it is the fate of your interaction with a child, I feel like you need to be completely upfront about expectations. And also, if your partner has misinformed expectations, I would say overall, not the a-hole, slightly a-holey to obfuscate some of your intentions.
From your own perspective, you would say, let me do anything to get full custody for me. And then I can allow as much as possible or as much as I want them to see the kid.
Yeah.
That's probably the perspective that Opie had, which as long as you are actually fair is good, but obviously,
I think is like, do the ends justify the means?
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like there's a little bit of unscrupulousness in these means.
And will you be a benevolent god of your child's time?
Yeah. Cause from what I'm understanding right now, like, it doesn't, the fact that she still wants him to have a relationship with the child and early on was like, it seems like he might be a good dad. He was just a
naughty nudie boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, naughty nudie boy. And a liar.
And stinky.
I don't know, dude. Someone cheats on you. Someone cheats, do they do they still, is there an expectation to have them be in your child's life? I feel like, yeah.
I think there is. I think the issue here was that she does not want the nanny around, and there is a possibility that she might be if she gives her ex-fiance, like, you know, unlimited or
some sort of custody,
supervised watch of like, or sorry, unsupervised custody of the daughter.
Devil's advocate, why is that relevant?
Because the nanny we know is trying to like butt into the relationship with Cassie.
She has successfully done so.
But specifically, we don't know. I think
she's trying to get, you think the nanny could threaten the life or the well-being of Cassie.
I think that's what Opie thinks.
Or simply continue to build a relationship with her to sour the relationship with Cassie and her mom as she grows from baby.
And she's already said, I want to be your new mom. Which Opie's seen as like,
right. So that for that reason,
yes.
Okay, I think that is a really good distinguisher because basically what Liv is doing is she's like potentially poisoning or has shown signs of wanting to poison the relationship between Opie and Cassie.
Big risk of manipulation.
Yeah.
One could say.
That I feel like that is warranted in that case. I found a really nice apartment a street over from my parents, so I moved in there once my parents and sister had helped me get it decorated before I came to France. We've been here for over 4 months now, and Cassie is settling in great. She goes to daycare with my friend's son and has made great connections here with other kids. I'd forgotten how much more social having kids was in Europe compared to the US. Once I was added to the parents' group chat, the mothers had immediately suggested welcome drinks to get to know me better and have made some more amazing friends with other moms and dads.
That's adorbs.
So cute.
I didn't have any of this in the US. It really helped Cassie's language skills as her French is developing much better than when it was just me speaking to her. I've put her in baby ballet like my parents did with me, and she's loving it. We've gotten a rescue cat called Walter.
Walter the rescue cat.
Walter.
And Cassie adores him. He sleeps at the end of her bed and looks after her all the time. Alex has been over twice since, even though I had given him plenty more chances to see Cassie. However, he didn't take me up on them. For context, there's no issue with money and his passport to excuse why he won't fly. We spent Christmas with my parents and my sister and her partner, and it was just a lovely celebration after the shit that happened. I've started seeing one of the doctors from the new hospital I work in now. It's still relatively new, so she's met Cassie only briefly. She works in the emergency department, and she's honestly amazing. I did jokingly say Alex had put me off men and didn't mean to take it so literally. Bisexual woman, shocking, I know. It's going slow, as she knows what I've come out of, but she's very laid back and a go with the flow kind of person, which is exactly what I need. Alex's mother is not happy, as she is of the opinion I should have just ignored what happened between Alex and Liv. However, I'm not just a little American housewife who will ignore her husband's indiscretions.
That's right.
Thank you all for your advice and support in my initial post. Edit of for all the Americans getting annoyed at the phrase little American housewife. Not my words. I was literally quoting Alex's mother and what she said to me. She is American. She's like, American said it. You got to pass. She said when I was in her family, I was expected to act like a normal American housewife and forgive my husband like her and her daughter do. None of that European nonsense.
I don't even know if that's accurate, though.
I don't think it is.
I don't think that's accurate.
The Europeans are like, oh, you cheated. That's okay.
That actually is a good point.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's both, honestly.
Yeah.
But edit, it's really funny to see the men in the comments proving that there is still a double standard. I don't know why I, as a mother, am expected to stay in a country that doesn't speak my first language, where I don't have any family, little friends, no support, have to deal with Alex's family all for his sake, so he doesn't have to make an extra effort to see his daughter when he was the one who decided to break the family in the first place.
Yeah.
And relevant comments. First, congratulations on the move. That's fantastic. I'm so glad you have a good support system now and that you're happy there. I was rooting for you. I think that's a good point, because it's like the mother should go wherever she can best take care of her child.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You know?
Look at all the support she has now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Instead of being European a single mommies. Mother, she gets to, yeah.
Second, as an American housewife, I can tell you that nothing would end my 30 marriage faster than any kind of infidelity, including nudes. That's why I was so outraged for you when I read your earlier post. I'm really glad you were able to turn your situation around. Well done. I wish you all the best. And Shooter TX says, yeah, sounds like mother-in-law and sister-in-law were just idiots and have a very warped sense of what it means to be an American housewife. And then finally, have a warped sense of what it means to be an American housewife. When I think of American housewife in context of finding out a boyfriend, fiance, husband had an affair, I think of going full Carrie Underwood, a la Before He Cheats, Two Black Catalysm, or Church Bells. Good thing for Alex and mother-in-law that OP isn't that type of American housewife. I don't know that reference, but I'm assuming it's...
Before He Cheats.
His car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Like, but that's where it ends.
Yeah.
That's the end.
Wow.
So how do we think OP handled all this? Was it good? Was it bad? I want to know in the comments. What do you guys think?
I think it was good. I think OP broke off the relationship at the exact right moment when she found out. I don't think she was taking her child away from her father to like spitefully. No. She wanted to be near her family, which
and
I think
also,
is...
Yeah. It, like she did talk to him about all of this. It wasn't like he was like, no, you have to stay. Like, I need to be with my kid.
There was consent given.
There was consent given. I think it would be a different story.
Yeah.
If it like they didn't have that conversation, she just left.
There was always that conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she did anything wrong.
My favorite part was like she was able to move back to France and like she had a man's like kind of waiting there for her. And she had like girlfriends there and like a new community. That part's amazing.
Yeah. It honestly feels like a kind of happy ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As happy as it gets.
She gets a new girl. She gets her family. She gets a baby. She's thriving.
She's got it all.
But you know what I want more of?
What?
A story from John?
Let me give it to you.
I am. This shit is hard. You tried delivering a 5-star podcast.
Make it easier on Mama Sam. Go to OKOP's profile page, click about, then rate it 5 stars. Okay, now push! Congratulations, Sam. You have a beautiful 5-star podcast.
Thank you, listener.